Good morning. It's April 3rd, and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. In a surprising turn, Germany's inflation rate has dipped to its lowest since June 2021, marking a pivotal moment for the European Central Bank's ECB monetary policy. This drop to 2.3% in March not only surpassed expectations, but also sparked discussions on the potential for interest rate adjustments, a topic that's been hotly debated within the ECB. The decline in inflation is critical as it opens the door for the ECB to consider lowering interest rates, a move that's been under consideration amidst varying economic forecasts and pressures. ECB President Christine Lagarde has emphasised the importance of gathering more economic data before making any decisions, pointing to the scheduled meetings on April 11th and June 6th as key moments for further deliberation. The ECB finds itself at a crossroads with internal divisions on the timing to lower rates. Some members are wary of the looming threat of a recession, while others remain focused on the persistent pressures of inflation. Despite these concerns, most market forecasts have been predicting the first rate cut to occur in June. However, the recent data suggesting a significant drop in inflation may accelerate this timeline. Yet, the current state of energy prices suggests that there might be less urgency for immediate rate cuts. This factor, combined with the upcoming ECB meeting in Frankfurt on April 11th, is anticipated to provide much-needed clarity on the direction of the ECB's monetary policy. As the ECB weighs the balance between recession risks and inflation concerns, the financial community eagerly awaits the outcomes of these discussions. In a heart-wrenching turn of events, a school in Finland becomes the scene of a tragic shooting, leaving a community in shock and mourning. A 12-year-old student at Virtala School in Vantaa, Finland, has opened fire, resulting in one fatality and two injuries. This shocking incident has swiftly led to the apprehension of the young shooter, who was found with a handgun registered to a family member. In the wake of this tragedy, Finland's leaders, including President Alexander Stubb and Prime Minister Petteri Orpo, have stepped forward to express their condolences and shock over the violent event. Their responses underscore the nation's grief and the unexpected nature of such violence in their community. Given the age of the suspect, Finnish law dictates that they cannot be formally arrested due to the minimum age of criminal liability. Instead, the young individual will be referred to child welfare services, highlighting the complex intersection of juvenile justice and public safety. This incident brings to the forefront the ongoing issue of gun ownership in Finland. Despite previous legislative reforms aimed at tightening gun laws, the country still has a significant number of licensed firearms in circulation. The national response includes lowering flags to half staff as a sign of respect for the victims and a period of national mourning. As the investigation continues, ABC News remains a key source for updates on this developing story, reflecting the community's search for answers and healing in the aftermath of this devastating event. In a heart-rending turn of events, the mystery of two-year-old Emile Soleil's disappearance has reached a somber milestone. Nearly 9 months after vanishing from a remote Alpine village, a hiker stumbled upon the child's remains near Haut-Vernay, a discovery that has reignited the investigation into what happened to the young boy. Emile Soleil was reported missing under circumstances that have puzzled authorities and the public alike. The challenging search terrain, characterized by dense vegetation and difficult landscape, initially hampered efforts to locate him. This recent discovery, made about a kilometre away from where Emile was last seen, included his skull and clothing found near a stream, suggesting the vast and rugged area may have concealed his whereabouts until now. Forensic experts have examined the remains, but the cause of Emile's death remains elusive. The skull and teeth showed only signs of post-mortem damage inflicted by animals, leaving more questions than answers. The investigation has also opened up to the possibility that the remains were moved to their final location only recently, adding another layer of complexity to the case. The response to this discovery has been substantial, with over 100 gendarmes mobilised to delve deeper into the investigation. This team, comprised of investigators, anthropologists, and canine units specialised in detecting human remains, underscores the seriousness with which authorities are approaching this case. Despite the grim find, the investigation presses on with undiminished intensity, exploring every conceivable explanation from foul play to an unfortunate accident. As the community grapples with this tragic news, the commitment to uncovering the truth about Emile Soleil's fate is unwavering. The search for more evidence continues in hopes of providing closure to a case that has captured the hearts and minds of many, leaving a poignant reminder of the vulnerabilities and unpredictabilities of life. In a decisive move amidst the ongoing conflict with Russia, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has made a strategic adjustment to the country's military conscription laws. By lowering the minimum conscription age from 27 to 25, Ukraine aims to strengthen its defence forces in these turbulent times. This legislative change, approved by Parliament in May 2023, is designed to include two additional year groups of potential recruits into the Ukrainian army. Implementing this law immediately under martial law conditions, Ukraine seeks to address the challenge of mobilizing enough personnel for the front lines, as finding volunteers has become increasingly difficult. President Zelensky has made it clear that women will not be mobilized under this new law. Instead, he has emphasized the need for more support from Western allies, specifically requesting additional anti-aircraft defense systems to prepare for a potential Russian offensive in the upcoming spring or summer. The backdrop to this decision is a conflict that has only intensified over time, with Ukraine retaliating against Russian attacks. These actions have prompted Russia to threaten an escalation of military activities, including widespread bombings of Ukraine's power grid. With reports indicating Russia's significant advantage in personnel and munitions, the urgency for Ukraine to bolster its defense capabilities and secure more support from the international community has never been more critical. In a groundbreaking move, over 200 luminaries from the music and entertainment sectors, including Billie Eilish, Katy Perry, and many others, are taking a stand against artificial intelligence's potential to replace human creativity in music. This coalition is not just vocalizing their concerns, but actively pushing for change through an open letter that calls on AI companies and digital music platforms to commit to not using AI in ways that could undermine artists' work and compensation. The Artists' Rights Alliance is spearheading this effort with a petition that has garnered support from industry heavyweights such as Katy Perry and Miranda Lambert. This petition is a direct appeal to AI developers and tech companies, urging them to halt any initiatives that could devalue the rights and contributions of human artists. The open letter, which was published on Medium, specifically highlights the dangers of AI in terms of stealing artists' voices, violating creators' rights, and potentially decimating the music ecosystem. The movement has already prompted legislative action, with Tennessee passing a law aimed at safeguarding music professionals from AI threats, and discussions for similar protections are underway at the federal level and in other states. Moreover, the Universal Music Group has recognized AI's disruptive impact, which played a role in its recent negotiations with TikTok, leading to the removal of UMG's music from the platform. The Recording Academy too has responded by placing restrictions on AI-related submissions for its awards, though it has not completely barred music or creators from engaging with AI. This cautious approach reflects the broader industry's ambivalence towards AI, with artists like Queen's Brian May and Bad Bunny expressing concerns over AI's influence on music and its potential to undermine human creativity and fair compensation. This has been your daily brief in EU news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.